the Chazal tell us that Esav had great big powers, and the power that Esav got is because he was mechabed his father in a tremendous way. Who we see that the Gemara says that even Tanoim said they were mekamer the kibud avraham from Esav. For example, the Yalkut Shmoni says that Esav had killed Nimrod, who Nimrod had taken the clothes away from other Mereshim, the big dachamudos, especially nice clothing, and every single time he was mechabed his father, he wore this special clothing. And the Medrash of the Bereshit Rabbah, Rav Shimon Gamil Oimer, Me'olom Kibati Es Abo, I always tried to be mechabed my father, and I wasn't even zeichet to be mechabed 1% from where Esav Rosh was mechabed his father. So he took me from the Grosse Tanoim, and he said to himself that he wasn't zeichet to be mechabed his father like Esav was. And another Medrash says, like we know that Yishmuel has a koyach in Eretz Yisrael is because the mitzvah family wasn't kind. So the Medrash says that wherever Edom was a shoylet in the world for thousands of years, all is in the schus from the mitzvah from Kibbutz Av, the Esav was in time. So we see two things. We see first for the big power, the strong power from the mitzvah from Kibbutz Av, that for doing mitzvah Kibbutz Av, you zorch the emotional bekippah for thousands of years. Or maybe the culture of Edom is shoylet for so many years. So I thought that for sure, if the Esav Rusha could be mekayim like this, so for sure it should be a shtat chizik for us to be mizboin in Kibbutz Av, maybe that I was going to shachizik for us also in the mitzvah in Kibbutz Av. Now before we start, I'm going to make a little introduction. There are people from all different ages, and some people, Baruch Hashem, have a father and a mother, one of them. Some people haven't got a father and a mother. But the actual mitzvah in Kibbutz Av V'em is not only for a person who has a father and a mother. Even somebody who hasn't got a father and a mother, there's still the mitzvah in Kibbutz Av V'em. And Sheikh Nur says in Simar Reish Mem Sif Tes, Chayv lechabdoi afilo achar moiseh. Halukam kibbet av v'em is even after the parents are nifter ready. And the Sheikh Nur gives the moshel, Ketad hoyo oimu duvo shuom epi obim, if you repeat something in the name of your father, so in the first 12 months, you have to say every time, Hareini kaporas nishkovoi. And after 12 months, you have to say zichoni mevrucha. So we see from here, that the mitzvah kibbet av v'em is nevia always. Every person is a father and a mother, and the chiyuv is for always. Now, I don't know these halachas, Baruch Hashem, atatim et hamamu, but everybody knows there's halachas from Kadeshim, halachas done for the Umud, and there's all different halachas who is the same, is, I don't know the same, but is definitely a mitzvah kibbutz av v'em, and maybe the Shiva Ephraim is meaning for everyone. And I just would like to read a shtickle from Yosef Olmert, that's a sefer written by one of the Minhugi Ashkenaz about 400 years ago in Frankfurt, at the time of the Mugen Avraham. In the time when the big Gedolim were they sworn, and he says like this, he's speaking about saying Kaddish and davening for the Hummet, and he says Ochen tikun ze eino rak l'amei ho'arotzes, this tikun to daven for the Hummet and to say Kaddish was be'ikin niskan for people who are amei ho'arotzes who can't learn. Aber limon teure moel shibosayim mikol atfile, learning teure helps much more than all the davening. Validating through learning Torah, machnisen hamech to Gan Eden. We actually bring the dead person from Gehenna into Gan Eden. So this is the dialogue from learning Torah. Now, the aim haben mechadish chidush Torah is not only you learning, but if you mechadish chidush Torah, the Chayyah doesn't make a difference in Agoda or in Londres and anything. If you say avod, ein erech lahakovod sheizoyche oviv alidekan bishiva shelemale. There's no end to the kovod that the father is zoyche in Gan Eden. So we see from here that every Mishnah, every Gemara, every Dovah Torah person does in Eilu Nishmat his father, we have no idea what a big tikkun and what a help it does for the father in Gan Eden. I just want to say a little story. It was a boy who was brought up not as a former boy, and his father was died and he was not a former person, and the mother became a Baal Tshuva, and she had a little boy, 3-4 years old, and she sent him to Cheder. And he came to learn Gemara, and the boy didn't have who to learn with. And the boy went to Cheder and he learned the Blav Gemara, and he had a Fahel next day, and he didn't have who to chazal the Blav Gemara with. So he went by night and he cried himself to sleep. And by night, the father came in his dream, and the father learned with him the Blav Gemara. So they said over to Chaim Kanievsky the story. So Chaim Kanievsky said like this, I said first in Yiddish, Ich habe gewusst, als ein Kind lernt Teure, is lernt mit der Tafel auch teuer in Himmel. Aber das geht auch so schnell, das habe ich nicht gewusst. Meaning that I knew that if a child learns teuer in this world So actually take the Saab out of Gehenna and they put him in Gan Eden and they learn Torah about so quickly that the child learned the morning and the father should be able to come and learn with him by night in the dream, the Chalazim is like Gemur, the Saab didn't know. So again we see from here the big power that if a child learns the Nishmat his father, so right away they take out the father from Gehenna, or if it was in the Gan Eden they put him in high position and he's going to new Madrigas, and this obviously must be a big chelik from the mitzvah from Kibbutz Av. Okay, now why is Kibbutz Av actually such a choshev mitzvah? We know in that Seref HaDibros is only mentioned only the most important mitzvahs. As you understand, Onoich Hashem Elekecho, Yoyer Lecho, the Yisodis Memunah, Shmir Shabbos, everybody understands. Yeah, this is Yisodis Memunah. The signal, the Sirtoch, you call them a society, I'm a Gangvut, it doesn't work. The Sirtoch, if someone kills each other, in the middle of Mechaveru, the whole world would never kill him. But how come the Kibbutz Av V'em made it in that Seref HaDibros? It looks like Kibbutz Av V'em is one of the most important things that they all mention in the Seref HaDibros. And also we see the very few mitzvahs where the Torah explicitly says the schar for the mitzvah. The Torah says, Kabed et avicho v'esimecho, leman yarichun yomecho al vadom asher Hashem lekecho l'etzinoch. The Torah writes, if you're in the Kain Kibbutz Av, you're going to be zoichet l'ariches yomem. So we see, obviously, the mitzvah is a very important mitzvah, but the Torah explicitly writes, I want you should do it, the day you should live. Could be the mitzvah l'mabo, but the Torah writes the schar next to it. Another chazal, the Rabbi Shua ben Elon had a dream overnight, and they told him that Nanus the butcher is going to sit in Gan Eden next to you. So butcher can be a very big man. We know Rabbi Yisrael Fondler was a shoemaker, but obviously he knew that this Nanus wasn't the greatest Ma'ar of Ravashi, and he was quite upset about it. So in the morning he came to the yeshiva and he told the Bucham, today there's no shir, till you don't bring Nanus to me I'm not giving shir. I want to know who is this Nanus. So they went to call Nanus, and Nanus refused to come. He said, you're making fun of me, the Tanner Rabbi Shua ben Elam needs me, I'm not coming, he's just making fun of me. So they came back to the Rebbe and told him he doesn't want to come. So Rabbi Shua ben Elam picked himself up and went to Nanus, knocked on his door and came into his house. And Nanus was all upset, he felt so uncomfortable that the Goyse Tanner came to his house. So Rabbi Shua ben Elam said to him, tell me, what is your day's program? What do you do every single day? He knew a learn in Kenanish, and drink a Goyse Davener, it wasn't a big Davener the Lord. What do you do every day? They told him, I have older parents, and every single day I take care of them, I bath them, and I feed them. And this is what I'm doing, besides the work that I'm doing, I'm busy the whole day with my father and my mother. So Rabbi Shua ben Elam kissed him on his forehead, and he told him, if so, lucky am I that I'm going to be sitting down laid next to you. So we see the big Talmudim, they had the Moyerdiger Chashivas, the Moyerdiger understanding, the Makir, the Erech from Kibbutz Av V'em, up to the Kacha, the big Talmud was happy. He felt lucky to sit next to a simple person who was very good to be in the time, Kibbutz Av V'em, and live his daft around. So all this has to make us to understand what is so special about Kibbutz Av V'em. So the first place to look is the Chinuch, who always explains every mitzvah. And he says very nicely, he says like this, Mishoroshe mitzvah zu, from the Shoroshim of this mitzvah, Sheroyle le'odom sheyakir v'yigmul chesed, l'mi she'ofa imer toivah. A person is to understand, and you have to understand to make a chesed whoever made him a toive. He should not be a kufr toive. This is a horrible midah to be a kufr toive. The sheyiten eliboy should put to his heart, ki ha'av bohem hem sibas hayoyse ba'olam. That the father and the mother, they are the reason that he is here in the world. Va'alken, and for this, be'emes, roi lo elasus lehem kol kovod. The call to edit Shiyuchal, Kihem Hiviu Le'olam. The first Nakuda is that no matter what the father and the mother did for you, but if not for the father and the mother, you wouldn't have been in this world. So, as to be a Maketoyev, this alone is a reason to be Maketoyev's parents. Then he says, another Nakuda, Gam also, Yoguboy Kami Yegiz Bekatmusoy. They bothered for him, they worked very hard for him, everybody knows. We get up at night and we feed the baby and we dress them, and it takes years and years and years till eventually the child stands on his own feet. So, this is the second Nakuda. Because besides that they are the sibber that he came on this world, also they bothered for him and they worked for him for so many years. And then he says the third thing, when he'll put this midah in his heart, he'll be, from this he learned to be maktov the Rebbeinu Shelolam. Shehu sibosoi, he is the reason, the sibbas kol avoisov ad odom rishon. Now the worship is the same thing. First of all, the worship is the sibber, not only for him, But the Baruch Hu is the Sibur for everything in the world, for all the people in the world. And then the Shoytzir Aviro Olam, the Sibur Tzolko Kol Yomov, the Baruch Hu helped him all the years. Vehemide Al Matkun Tov Shleim Etevorov, he made sure he should be a full grown person. And then the Nusam Boy Nefesh Edaf Umeshtakeles, and he gave him an Shuma and Nefesh to understand. Sheilule Ha Nefesh. It's not of the neshuma, he'll be like an enemy. And he comes to the machshava. If that's what Hashem did to him, how much more does he need to the makatoy with the Rebbeinu Shleim? So the Chinuch says that the star to be makatoy with his parents, who did sibach teresa ba'olam, and also they did so much for him, but it has to lead eventually to be maketoy with the Rebbeinu Shleim. This is a tachlis from the whole mitzvah. The end, the person should be mizboinen that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sibach teresa ba'olam and everything what the Rebbeinu Shleim made for him. Now the Kfar Sofer asked the question that we see the Dibros Rishonos and the Dibros Shniyos are a little bit different in Kibbud Av Vel. The first one is written Kabbad Esavicho Vesemecho Eman Arichu Nimecho, and the second one says Kabbad Esavicho Vesemecho Kasha Tzivcho Hashem Elokecho. So why does it say it the second time differently? The Ksav Sofer says that there were two tkuvot in Klal Yisrael. This is a normal time when a father bothers for a child, like today, like always, and he gives him so much time for him and so much effort and so much koich, then it's self-understanding of the Mechabed his father. But in the Doran Midbar, a father and a mother give very little bother for a child. Because the mom came by itself, the child had food by himself, the clothing were growing by themselves, nobody was ill. So there wasn't so much to take care of a child. So the Torah comes and tells you, even then, Kasha Tzivuch Hashem Elokecho. It's a Tzivui, and even there's no Tzivu of Hakuvus Hatov, Afele Hoche, Yadu Mechabed Yifadu. So, to me it's a bit schwer, if you're the Chinuch, the Torah, it shouldn't be a problem, Bechdal. Because the Chinuch says very clearly, Kibbut Av is not only for the all the body that the father gave into a child, but Kibbut Av is just for this alone, that he is the Sibur that you are in the world. Even though Amitbar is not for your father, the child wouldn't be in the world. So maybe why do you need a special Sibur, Kasha Sibur Hashem Elokecho? Of course you have your father, because he is Sibur to Yosef Oedom. And if not your father, you wouldn't be there. So of course whatever you achieve in life is only through your father. And if you're Makhdi Toivah, it's self-understanding that you have your father. Of course I can't argue in the Kasha Toivah, but maybe later on I'll try to suggest a different title to this Kasha Toivah. There's a very famous thought from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, we understand that a person is born from a parent. And since a person is born from a father and a mother, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah to be mechabed a father and a mother. And so on, there is food in the world. Since there is food in the world, the Mele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave regulations. What is kusher, what is not kusher, what is allowed to eat, how you have to shecht an animal. That's how we understand. But the Beis Halevi is absolutely different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there should be certain mitzvahs in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want a person could have been born not from a parent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enough ways how to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be a mitzvah from Kibbud Av Vel, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that a person should have to shecht an animal before he eats, or to make a brocha, or to have aluchas from kashas. That's why he created the world in such a way that a person should be born from parents, and a person should have to eat in order to be mekayim all different types of mitzvahs. That's what he said. It's taktus boi reis or boi alma. Kodesh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah, meaning is that Kodesh Baruch Hu had a plan, what he wants, which mitzvahs a person should have to be mekayim. And if he this plan, he went, boi alma, and he created the world in a way that he should be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So the Friyich Techinach is very good to understand, and Kibbud Av is very good to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mutzi mekoyach el hapoel, this Indian to be a makir toivah, and not to be a kofer toivah. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? He created a person from a parent, and obviously a person is not created by himself. There's a symbol for a person to be here on the world. And if you're going to be Makir Toivah to this person, the Mele you will come eventually to be Makir Toivah to the world children. That's why he created us in such a way that we should have somebody who brought us into the world. We should be able to be Moisi Mekoyach El Hapoel, this mitzvah of Makuris Hatov. And on the day, this Makuris Hatov will be Zoyche eventually to get to properly be Makir Toivah to the world children. And the emphasis is that the whole world is created in such a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just put us in the world and told us we're being the Mekayim Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything around us in such a way it should be easy for us to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us with parents to be able to be Moisim Mekayim Mitzvahs, the Indians from HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world in such a way that ba'etim, all the ingredients, all the spices are here to be able to serve him. For example, there's a famous question that is Fas Emes, and Rebbe Chum of Asserman has a long ma'am and Kovitz Ma'amurim about it. And they all talk about the mitzvah to Mvohafu Hashem Elokecha. And they're asking that all the mitzvahs, we understand, you can be mitzvah a person to make a mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to be Shem Shabbos. So you Shem Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to make Kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to daven. So all pa'ulah the person has to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell us, be mitzvah, go and do a certain pa'ulah. But love, you can't force somebody to love somebody else. You either love the person, you either don't love the person. Nobody can come and force you to say you have to love somebody else. If there is no chemistry, it's not going to work. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mitzvah everyone to love Hashem? There's not something positive on it. Because if there's no chemistry, if there's no love, there's not going to be love. Love is not something that can be forced upon somebody. The second question that Rabbi Chumon asks, he says, very interesting. The big philosopher Aristotle was one of the cleverest person ever. He did not manage to reach the Madrigas Ma'avat Hashem. All his philosophy, he didn't get there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah every single boy, Bar Mitzvah Bucher, who's 13 years old, that he has a chiyuv to love Hashem. How can he be mitzvah somebody, such a mitzvah, that the biggest philosophers didn't reach, didn't understand this from themselves? And Afluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah every little boy to love Hashem. We saw they both said the same itself, that every single person was naturally born with Ahav to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's not something a person has to get from outside himself, this love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person be'etzem was created with this love. And this answers the first question, that it's not a tzivul to love a new love. This love exists in pnimius from every single person. Elomai, a person has negias, a person over the years, he wants to do what he wants, and if you're going to love Hashem, it's going to stop you from doing A and doing B. But that's why even big philosophers couldn't reach to this madrega, because their negias made that they shouldn't be able to see the truth, and their pnimius is verdeckt geworden, got covered with all different types of other things, and this made that the Ahava shouldn't be able to come out. But Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates every person with this, in his pnimius, he has this deep love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you can be mitzvah every Bar Mitzvah Bucher. Because if you're going to keep yourself rein, you're not going to be mekalkel, you're not going to make averus, so this automatically, the Ahava in you will blossom. So again, we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the person who told him, go and do mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person in such a manner that everything is in himself to be able to go and do the mitzvahs. You know, so I want to quickly mention another few points like this. Because the pasuk says, "Ve'elokim oso sheyiru milfonos." The pasuk shat and pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for one tachlis, that people should be scared from Hashem. Now, one of the Rishonim says differently. "Ve'elokim oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single person sheyiru milfonos with the yira in himself." Yirah Shemayim again is the same thing. Like a harvest Hashem is implanted in every single person, so Yirah Shemayim also is implanted in every single person, be'etzim from himself to love Hashem. Nobody has to do any dovo chitzoini to love Hashem and for Yirah Shemayim and for, like we're talking about Bakur Satov. It's all implanted in yourself. You just have to make sure to be mutzi mekorach alapoil all these koiches and to go and serve Hashem with it. And the same thing is that we see. People are all born very small and very schwach. A child for so many years can't do anything on his own. He's, let's say, 15 years old, a father should guide him and help him and do to him. He should be able to put himself on his own feet. Animals, we see, a couple of weeks later, they're all ready and they can go and do whatever they like, and they're all ready, and nobody has to take care of them. So it always bothered me, why does Hashem create us in such a way where it looks like 15 years from our life or just unnecessary to have doom for the life afterwards? Why were we creating such a fashion? Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create people that 2 weeks later should be able to stand on their feet and go on about their life and go and do mitzvahs and mitzvahs and toism and not need all this guidance? So I asked somebody once this question, so told me to Chodesh HaLubus. And Chodesh HaLubus said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us like this to implant in us the midas manova. The person would start right away to be a voice knacker, so we'd feel, oh, look who I am, Koichi Vatanyuti. So Hashem creates every single person that for so many years you are nothing and you need to be helped and you can't, people have to clean you, people have to feed you, and if for 1 minute your parents would leave you, you wouldn't be able to manage more than 1 day and maybe not even 1 day. All this is to implant in us the middle from another. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't shuck us in the world and tell us, come on, go and serve me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all sides, wherever he could, he implanted in us and in such a fashion should be easy for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of it is Kibbutz Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with parents to be able to be maketoy with them, in order to be able to be moitzi mikoyach halapoel the smidah, to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKurot HaTov. I just want to say one word that I heard once from Matthew Solomon. He said like this. If somebody wants to ask the Chofetz Chaim such a question, that we know that the Messiah of the Shulchan says, Ho'odom nefal befipu loisof. Like we're saying now, if a person does a lot of HaKurot HaTov, eventually he'll become a person who is maketoyv. The person, let's say, is an atzlin, not a zoris, is not quick, doesn't do things quick. So the Messiah of the Shulchan says, you work, do things quick, get up quickly in the morning, get your act together, eventually it will change your pneumius. And this is the idea from all those mitzvahs, to do all those mitzvahs with the good reason for it, and maybe it will change your pneumius. So somebody asked Chofetz Chaim that in the army from the Tsar had the most well-trained soldiers. They used to be able to do unbelievable things, because the Tsar picked them when they were 10, 15 years old, took them away from their parents, and for 25 years they had to serve in the army. Now those people, after they finished the army, people thought, the Choyer will feed this cloud, the Ho'odom Nifal of people, so they were such good people, thought that they will go now and conquer the whole world, they'll go out and do business, they'll be entrepreneurs, they'll do all different things, they were such fit people. And people thought they were doing absolutely nothing. They finished the work in the army, they were about 55 years old, they sat the whole day in the pub, they got like slips with the Tsar gave them, they could get food for free, they didn't have to work, and they did absolutely nothing anymore with their life. People ask the time, how is it possible? If all the Nifal people also, how come these people were the biggest Absalomim, they were the most lazy people around in the world? But the Chofetz Chaim is a more than thought. That's what we know, that the all the Nifal people also, that's only if when you do the Po'ole, if you want to reach this Madrig at the end. For example, person is an Absalom, but he works on himself, he gets up early in the morning from bed, why? Because he wants to eventually change his nature. If, but let's say Lashon Hara. Person doesn't speak Lashon Hara. Why don't? Because you understand that you want to see good in other people. If every time you want to say Lashon Hara and don't speak Lashon Hara, why? Because I want to change myself. I want to be a person who sees good. This will change you. And eventually, you'll become a person who only sees good. And in every minute, the same thing. Person who gets angry. And for weeks and weeks, he's not going to get angry because he wants to change his personality. Eventually, it will change his personality. But if when you're doing it, you haven't got this in mind. And by these soldiers, even opposite. They were fit for 25 years in order to be able to laze around afterwards, then it has absolutely no effect, and maybe it has even the opposite effect. I think it's a very, very important thought. So I was going to keep it out on the same thing. If a person mechabed his father and he puts thought to it and he thinks to himself, why am I mechabed my father? Because I'm like a toy to my father for what he did for me, and because he brought me in the world, this will change his nature. And this will make sure that he'll become a nice person. He'll become a person of maketoyza. But if he'll make it mitzvah noshim lumudo, he'll become a big mitzvah. But this ingredient that the mitzvah kibbut av ram has to change a personality, this his mitzvah not going to get. And that's a very important point. All the mitzvahs actually, what is the talmud over to change your mitzvahs are only going to be changed only if you're going to put your head to it, you're going to think about it, and you're going to try to make sure that this middle should change your personality. Okay, I'm getting very good. I'm going to cut off my stuff. I'm going to say one word and finish off with one word. The Gemara says that Domo ben Sina was mechabed his parents unbelievably. Everybody knows the story that the lost one of the Avonim from the Choshen, and they came to Domo ben Sina. They knew he is a diamond merchant, and they came to his house and they wanted to buy the diamond, and the key from the box where the treasure was inside was under the cushion from his father, and he did not want to wake up his father, and he didn't sell. He told the Chachum, listen, I'm not waking up my father, I'm not selling the diamond. Everybody knows this part of the story, and actually the Gemara in Kiddushin is very, very Meshaveach Dom Ben Sina, and they say that his Kibbud Av was unbelievable. But the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Lishono Acheres, he was Zoyche, that there was a Purwa Dumo, that he got a Purwa Dumo, and the Chachum came and they paid for the Purwa Dumo. They wanted to pay any money he wanted, and he said, no, I'm only going to ask you the money that I lost from selling the diamond, this money I'm going to ask you. Whatever the machloek is, how much money was, and it was a fortune. So all the mafoshim asked, why was it so pinged to this mitzvah from Pogu Adumo? What Pogu Adumo got shaykhah for the mitzvah of Kibbet Av Emesh? So soon, I think the teachers will say, maybe Adonis also say the same thing, that there's a big difference between a Kibbet Av from a Goy and a Kibbet Av from a Yid. A Goy can only be Mekayim a mitzvah because he understands it with his own shaykhah, and he does it because he understands it. A Goy can't do more than this. Yidin is not like this. Yidin can do mitzvahs where God absolutely no reason. But not only this, even when Yid is Mekayim a mitzvah who has a reason, and he does it for the reason, but the main kavon is always because I am Eved Hashem, and Hashem told me to do the mitzvah, and I'm doing it because I want to serve Hashem. That's what the Rebbe Shlom wanted to bring out this point here. Because it was a very big kitrig on Klal Yisrael when Doma Ben Asino was mechabed his parents in such a way. So there was a kitrig on Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the poor Adomo to show, yeah, Doma Ben Asino, you a goy, you can be mekayim any mitzvah you understand, maybe even better than my Yidin. But poor Adomo, a goy can never do. A goy can't go and spend money on a mitzvah who doesn't make sense with a choik. And this is megala that even when he does make a mitzvah that he does understand, but why is he doing it for most? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't sovereign, because he's an Eved Hashem. And now I'm going to go back to Esav. Could be Esav also. All Esav was Mekayim Kibbet Av more than a Tanoim could be Mekayim. And like the Tanoim said, only 1% he could do it, Esav did. But when Esav was Mekayim Kibbet Av, it was only because he understood that Azoy Daf Tzvam, Medaf Mechabazan Atatza. The Tanoim maybe couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kibbet Av as such as the Esav. But the Kibbet Av was a different Kibbet Av. The Heilige Tanoim was Mekayim Kibbet Av, but Azoy Daf Tzvam geheißen, because I'm Eved Hashem, and I'm doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was following me. And that's a totally different madrige in any type of mitzvah. And I think with this maybe we can answer another question. Just heard the story from the Chofetz Chaim that the Yid was the Gemishah in Panusa, came to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, Chofetz Chaim, I want to ask you something, Rebbe. I'm Erech Yid, I do all the mitzvahs, I learn Torah, I do my best, and I'm interested so much in Panusa. God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me schar for one mitzvah. I do so many mitzvahs, give me the schar for one mitzvah in this world. Then I'll be able to learn properly, I'll be able to pay my chinuch bills, I'll be able to have ruhikait, to be calm, and to be able to serve Hashem as Eved Tzvam. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, I'll keep it very short, you can't do this. It's like a little child goes to a shop and brings a check for £20,000 and wants to buy a lollipop and wants to get change, but the shop owner will tell you, I can't give you change, 19,999 or whatever. The mitzvah, the schar in the mitzvah are so big that Kodesh Baruch would have to give us schar for the mitzvah. There's no change for this mitzvah. Whatever we're going to get in this world is nechshav ka'ayin v'ka'efes neged the real schar that the mitzvah is. And since there's no change, he can't give you anything from the mitzvah in this world. That's the famous word of Chofetz Chaim. So they ask the Chofetz Chaim that we see nechshavoy. For example, the Chazal say, u'mishalim el punov la'avidoy, that the Rosh gets the schar on this world. So if a mitzvah is so big, how can the Rosh Baruch Hu give a Rosh on this world? We see Esav, for example, yeah? Esav got this Memshelet Edom, all the generations who keep it out. If his mitzvah was so big, how can the Rosh Baruch Hu give him this one? There's lots of Chazal that one of the kings got up because the movies came to him and he wanted to tell him Dvar Hashem, so he got up. Because he got up, he got a similar degree reward. There's a lot of Chazal, but the Goyish king, so one king, I think, made three steps, they got a Goyish Tzchar. There's a Moshech, if he made a mitzvah, his Tzchar mitzvah by Al-Malek, well, how can he get the reward? So I want to say Shigri Chedish, I repeat to somebody who agreed with me, that it depends how you do the master mitzvah. That's what we say, Tzchar mitzvah by Al-Malekah, is only if you're doing it as Eved Hashem. The person understands that I'm doing the mitzvah because I am Eved Hashem. Of course I'm doing it all the time and I'm trying not to do it milumodah, I'm trying to do it properly. But the bottom line is, why am I doing it? Because I am serving Hashem and I am His servant. Such a mitzvah cannot be paid in this world, and this mitzvah is endless. There's no change in this world. Mashaykin, all these Rishoyim and Esav, like we're explaining, they didn't do the mitzvah of Eved Hashem. They thought they did a very great mitzvah. But all what they could achieve is, they're doing it because they understand Amadam Chabdan Atatel, and they understand all, and Yishmael made a bris milah because of all different reasons, but they were not Avdei Hashem. If you're not Eved Hashem, then you, Avad, you can get a schamet from this world. And Fakir, the Shalom and Purim Lazida, you're Russia, who's not Eved Hashem, who has some from some mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu payment this world, this can be paid in this world. But Avad, ask Klal Yisrael, who we are read Avod Hashem and we try to do the mitzvahs of Avod Hashem, so we are sure that our schar is endless and it's all muchos av mechayim apo.